So this is the Benishchai Parshas Vayera. Okay, so Benishchai brings a pasuk in Bereishis Kaf Beis Yutes. So it says, after the Akedah, right, the Tzkorit Baruch Hu says, V'yitbarchu bezarecha, and your children will be blessed, through your children, yeah, Kol Goy Ha'aretz, all the nations of the world, Ekev Asher Shamata B'Koli, yeah? Because you listen to my voice, V'yashav Avraham el Na'arav. Avraham returned to his Na'arav, who was Yishmael and Eliezer. V'yakumu, and they stood up. V'yelchu, and they went yachdav together, el Be'er Sheva, to Be'er Sheva. V'yeshev Avraham be'Be'er Sheva, and Avraham sat in Be'er Sheva. That's the pasuk Ben Ishchai is speaking about. So Ben Ishchai brings this pasuk, the second part. Yeah, and it says, "Vayikumu v'yelchu yachdav." Avraham went, stood up, and went together with his Na'arav, which was Eliezer and Yishmael, right? El Be'er Sheva, to Be'er Sheva. Yeshev Avraham Be'er Sheva, and he sat in Be'er Sheva. Yesh leda, this to know. Lemay itzterich lemeima v'yeshev Avraham Be'er Sheva. Why didn't he just tell us that Avraham sat in Be'er Sheva? He went there. Kivin da'amah halach l'sham. He went there. Mistam yashav sham. Mistam, he sat there as well, right? You know, he went to your house. What do you mean he went to your house? What do you do in your house? You just stand there for a moment, walk out? No, you're sitting in your house, right? So he went to Be'er Sheva. He must have sat there. V'od lama prat b'zeh shem Avraham bilvad. Why only says Avraham alone sat in Be'er Sheva? Haver el meim. It should have said v'yeshvu. They all sat Be'er Sheva. Loshen rabim. They all went. Out of all of them that went, only Avraham sat. They all should have sat. Kedenaket v'yakumu v'yelchu. They all stood and they all went. Right? All his na'arim went with him. Right? And they got up and they went. But nearly b'siyat d'shmaya. So you understand the question? So now the Ben Ishchai is giving an answer. Right? The Amu Rabboteinu Zal. Our rabbis told us, the gracious rabbi, Shemaim v'aretz kaimim alidei mitzvah samila. The heavens and the earth are established through the mitzvah of Mila. And I'm going to say with the help of heaven, Lekach nitna b'shmi. That's why I was given on the eighth day. The kodem mispah shmoneh, before the number eight, yesh mispah shiva, the number seven. B'shamayim v'aretz hem shiva rakim. Heavens and earth, right, have seven layers, seven firmaments, seven worlds, v'sheva aratzot, and seven lands, right? Lirmoz, right? So the heavens have seven lands, seven firmaments, and the earth has seven lands. Like you talked about the seven levels of, you know, seven levels of the world. Lirmoz, to hint, hashamayim v'aretz, the heavens and earth, shem mispa shiva shiva, they're the number 77. Hem kaimim al mitzvah samila. They're established on the mitzvah of Mila. Because of the mitzvah of Mila. She mispa shmona. It's the eighth number, haba acharehim. In other words, the chius, the life-giving force of the seven firmaments, the seven sections of heaven, or the seven levels of the earth, they have the chius, they have the life-giving force through the mitzvahs of Mila. That needs to be understood, which is eight. Eight always represents, like you say, Yemei, by Hanukkah, you say Yemei Bina, Yemei Shmona, right? Bina, which is the world to come, the world above the physical world, is that which gives chius, it gives life to her children. The seven is considered the children of the Bina. Bina is Eim Habanim, the mother of the children. She's the one that builds the children. She gives them their building. She gives them their form. So the eighth level gives form and gives kiyum to the seven levels. You with me? Just as a mother gives birth to a child, gives form. The father gives the koach, the strength. Koach ma, koach chochma. It's koach ma. The koach, that which is what it is. And the mother is the one that's bina, builds the child into a child, and she gives him its form. The essence is from the father, and the form comes from the mother. Of course, the love of the mother, is that which builds a child. And in any relationship, motherly relationship, that's what builds a child. When a child doesn't have love of his mother, he has no self-esteem. He doesn't feel good about himself. He can't be built. He has to build himself. It's much, much harder. Ulazerma, Baruch Avraham. Blessed be Avraham, the El Elyon. Avraham is blessed to the God above, Kone Shamayim V'art, who owns the heavens and the earth. Shehiknelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was makne to him, gave kinyan to him, the heavens and the earth. Right? So the way the Ben Shai's understanding the Pasuk is, blessed is Avraham to God, who was kone to him, who gave him the inheritance of the heavens and the earth, mitam, from the reasoning, ki hu harishon, he was the first, shenitna lo mitzvah mila, he was the first person that did the mitzvah of mila, the people who were mahu before, but he was the first person that did that mitzvah to himself, asher ba'avura, because of this, mitkayemet hashamayim va'aretz, is established the heavens and the earth. Ulefi ze hamila nikrat Be'er Sheva. Mila is called Be'er Sheva, the natural wells of Sheva, i.e. it represents the seven aspects of heaven and earth. Ki hi ha-be'er, this is the Be'er, this is the well, hamashke, who gives life, gives water, umechaye, and gives life, bischuta, because of its schus, et ha-sheva, to the seven. Be'er Sheva is Mila. Mila gives chius to the seven. That's Be'er Sheva. Shehem Shiva Rakim. These are the seven firmaments, the seven aspects of heaven. V'shiva Arzon, seven levels of the land. Ki mischuta, from the schus of Mila, shotim chius mit shalahem. They get their sustenance from them. V'zeh she'ama, and this is what it says. Vayashav Avraham el Na'arav. Now he's going to put this back in the pasuk. Avraham returned to his Na'arav, to his Vayakumu, and Avraham with his Na'arav, they stood up and they Vayelchu Yachtav together El Be'er Sheva. Right? So that means that Umash Zachar Lashuv B'Shalom, what he was Zochit to return back peacefully, complete. Shalom Nishchat Yitzchak. The Yitzchak Chas V'Shalom wasn't, nothing happened to Yitzchak. He wasn't shechted. He wasn't killed. V'nitratza liyot ha'ayel t'murato. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was appeased to have the ayel, the ram, instead of him. B'schut mitzvah smila. That was because of the mitzvah smila. V'zeu v'yashav Avraham Be'er Sheva. That's mean that Avraham returned to Be'er Sheva. Vayeshev, sorry, Avram sat in Be'er Sheva. That's mitzvah smila. Because of the mitzvah smila that Avram had, he came back complete. He didn't lose his son because Uba Hayam Moshavo, and that was the place where he sat, Vachizato, and the place where he had connection. Lekach etzliach, therefore he was matzliach, he was successful, v'yashav im Yitzchak v'no, he returned complete with his son, Yitzchak, v'im na'arav, and with his other children, right, Eliezer, his child, his servant, and Yishmael, l'shalom, to peace, el Be'er Sheva, to this place, which is the Be'er, that gives, which is Mashke, the seven levels of heavens and earth. V'nimsa, the mitzvah samila, we find with mitzvah samila, Shehi b'shmini, right? That it happens on the eighth day. Mitkayemet shamayim v'aretz. It established the heavens and the earth. V'yadua, ki mitzvah satfilin, the mitzvah tfilin, he dome le mitzvah smila. Tfilin is similar to mitzvah smila. Because this he's going to explain now. That's what he does. He's going to explain tfilin, the halachas of tfilin. So he's just an introduction, right? It's similar to mitzvah smila. If you should name the krim ot, both tfilin is called a sign, and both mila is called an ot, a sign. Shehem Shnei Edim Shel Yisrael. The two, both of them are testimonies of the Jewish people. Shem Chelek V'Nachalat Hashem. They're the portion and inheritance of Hashem. U'mishubadim Elav. And we're mishubad. We nullify ourselves to them. right? Lekach gam mitzvah tefillin yesh mispar shmona. Also, the mitzvah tefillin has this concept of eight. Kumo she'amar b'menachot daf mem dalet, kol she'eino miniach tefillin, anyone who doesn't put on tefillin, over b'shmona aseh, he goes against eight positive commandments that they mentioned there. V'amekayim, someone who does mitzvah tefillin, harizeh kiyem shmona aseh, he keeps eight commandments, like the Gemara says there. The gam ba yesh kiyum shamayim ba'aretz, and by putting on tefillin, a person has the kiyum, the establishment of heavens and earth. The kata b'sefer aspakloria me'ira, there's a certain sefer called aspakloria me'ira, the clear vision. The arba parashiyot shebetfilin, the four parashas in your tefillin, you have four on your head with separate compartments and four on your hands wrapped together. Hem keneged arba otiyot shem avayah, they're against the four letters of God's name. The arba batim, and the four houses that those four parashas in your head tefillin go in, keneged arba otiyot shem adni, they're against the four letters of Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, right? V'yadua, and it's a known thing. Ki min ha'otiyot shem havaya, from the letters of yud kei vav kei shem havaya, nimshach chiyus v'kiyum l'shamayim. That's the name of God which gives chiyus, life and establishment to the heavens. U'me'otiyot shem adni, the name adni, right? Nimshach chiyus v'kiyum la'aretz, gives life and establishment to the land. Because shem havaya is the more masculine name. Shemayim is always associated with the masculine. Like Shemayim Va'aretz is male-feminine, right? The heavens, the land is the female. Adni is the female aspect of the name. It's the Lashon of Malchus, Kadosh Baruch Hu being expressed in the world. Havaya, his being, his essence. Adni is his master. He's a master. That's what Adni means. So he's being a master, he's being expressing. His Malchus is expressed. Help me in the name of God, who makes the heavens and the earth, when it's written, when it's Shem Havaya, and when it's read, that means, when we're helped in the name of God, as it is written, right, and as it is said, when they come together, that's whenever we say God's name, we don't say God's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say it as Shem Adni. So when we're reading it and saying it, right, what does that do? Then it gets expressed, right? It fixes the heavens and the earth. What do you mean it fixes? It gives them chiyus. It gives them life force. Why is that? Let me explain that. The purpose of heavens and the earth is not for them to be separate. It's when the heavens, which represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being, Kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the heavens, his being there, when it's expressed, his masterhood is expressed in the world, that's Adni, right? That gives kiyum to the heavens and the earth because they connect. Who says, before the Gemara says that Avram Avinu, right, brought Shem Adni into the world. Before Avram Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't known. So he brought from the heavens God's Malchus into the world. That's why Tosafot says a brachas. Tosafot says that you don't have, every brach has Shem and Malchus, God's name and Malchus. Shemona Esri doesn't have Malchus. So how can it be a bracha? So Tosafot says, because it says Elokei, which is Shem, Avraham. And Avraham brought Malchus into the world. He brought God's dominion into the world, God's kingship into the world. So that's Malchus, says Tosafot. And therefore, now we can understand, that's the concept of Mila. The concept of Mila, right? What's the concept of Mila? The concept of Mila is proper expression. Orla means that Orla is the lotion of, like say an Orla tree, right? You can't use it. It's atuma. It's disconnected. When a person's an RL, his connection to the world is a disconnect. when a Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world, when you have a mila, when you cut off that disconnect, and your connection to the world is a proper connection, then you're expressing the malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. You're expressing through you his malchus. Avraham Avinu was the first person who did mitzvah mila, because he was the person who properly expressed God's will in the world. Right? That's the hey that he got when he did Britzis Mila. The hey of the final letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Malchus that was expressed in the world. And that's the Adni, that's the Malchus that Avraham Avinu brought into the world. That's because of Mitzis Mila. Mitzis Mila gave him the name Avram to Avraham. Brought down the hey through Mitzis Mila. Because then it was proper expression. The foreskin, the orla, is the expression of man's taivas, his desires. That's his disconnect to the world. When man expresses his desires in a proper and measured way, then he's connecting to the world in a proper way. He's connecting the spiritual to the physical. Right? When a person gets married, right, that's Mokom HaMila. The Mokom HaMila is in place of the zichrus, the male organ, right? That's a place of proper connection. So when man connects properly, man brings simcha to the world. Man brings terror to the world with his wife, right? His wife completes him. That's what Gemara says. Without a wife, you don't have simcha, you don't have terror. The proper connection, man's proper connection is a male to a female, a man to a wife connection. Heavens and earth, Rav always speaks about heavens and earth, Shamayim va'aretz, Neshama v'guf, Ish v'isha, they're all male-female connections. When there's a proper connection, right? When there's a proper connection, then there's an expression of malchus in the world, of God's dominion. Ubeze yuvan, imlo briti yomam v'layla. If it's not my bris, my covenant, day and night, chukot shamayim v'aretz lo samti. The chukot, the establishment of the heavens and earth, won't be in place. I.e., without mila, there's no proper establishment of heavens and earth, no proper connection. And it's known, the tefillin nikra chok, tefillin is called a chok, a statute. The darish Rabbi Yossi Aglili be'erevin, Rabbi Yossi Aglili in Erevin Daf Tzadik Vav says, v'shamata et hachuka hazot, you should keep this statute, al mitzvah tefillin, that's referring to tefillin. V'zehama imlo briti yomam v'layla, if not my bris, day and night, which is mila, shekavua ba'adam, it's fixed in Adam, b'yamim b'leilos, he can't remove it, it's always with him, day and night. Gam chukot, gam this statute called tefillin, shehem tefillin, this is tefillin shel rosh, but tefillin shel yad, which is called a chok, shenikra chok, as shamayim v'aretz lo samti, then the heavens and the earth won't be placed in its position, i.e., through mila, and through tefillin, a person connects. Now I explain this. We actually have spoken this about when I spoke about tefillin. Tefillin, we learn, the Gemara says, also came, we got, the Gemara in Sota, Yud Zayin says, from what Avram said to Sodom, Michut va'al srok now, the shoelace, we were zochis, the ritzua chil tefillin, which means tefillin. Because what does a ritzua on a nal does? What does a nal do? What does a shoe does? A shoe, I'm going to explain simply, there's a Malvim sentence when it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal na'alech ma'araglech, means go out of your physical and become spiritual. The shoe in a physical person is what connects the physical goof to the, that he's able to walk on land. It guards him from that, protects him. But it's that interface between man and the land. So that's what a shoe is. Tefillin is also that interface. Tefillin is the interface between the goof and the neshama and the soul, right? So it works as like a shoe, so to speak, between the neshama and the soul. That's what the Malbim says. Shal na'alecha from ma'alaraglecha means remove your goof from your spirituality and come to me in a spiritual form. So that's what tefillin represents. Now, mila is also that. Mila is that which connects you, the physical to the spiritual. Because mila is the place where a man connects. And that connection is not a physical connection. That connection connects a person to create neshamas. It's the place where the physical and the spiritual are connected. That's what a mila is. Also, the mila comes from the word. Word means mila. Mila means amila, means to cut. But that's what you do. You machatech b'sfatayim. You cut with your lips, right? You're cutting words. What is a word? A word is connecting your upper thoughts to the physical world. When you're connecting with someone, when you're talking to someone, you're talking over an idea, you're saying over milim, you're saying over words. Those words connect your upper self to the physical world in the person you're speaking. You're addressing him, you're connecting with him. You understand? That's what mila is. Mila is the proper connection. And that's what tefillin is. Tefillin is that vehicle which connects the neshama to the guf. Mila connects when you connect with mila, when you connect in a proper way, man to woman, when they're connecting, right? That's a connecting of the higher level of persona to the physical. But and that's why you have... That's the time for children. Children is that time when you're connecting, you're bringing the neshamas into the world. You're bringing the higher level of the world into the physical world. They're connecting in a proper way. If you're disconnecting, says the Gemara in the Dharan, then you have the Teisha Midas. You have all any disconnect is Orla. Any disconnect of husband and wife is Orla, is a disconnect. Is an RL, is Atum, he's not proper connection. Abraham brings Chas v'Shalom, children who are disconnected from their creator. That's what the Gemara says. Right.